Well, Team New Zealand's boss Grant Dalton says the government's financial offer to host the America's Cup isn't yet enough to do a deal. The two parties have until tomorrow to exclusively negotiate a deal that would allow Team New Zealand to defend the Old Mug on home waters. From Thursday, other countries can put their own bids in to host it. The Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron, who Team New Zealand race for, got the latest update from Grant Dalton last night. RNZ reporter Jean Bell went to the Yacht Club.
Grant Dalton says it's unlikely an agreement with the government would be reached before the three-month exclusive negotiation period closes tomorrow.
There's no deal at the moment. I'm not confident that there will be a deal at this point, but never say never. Things happen in the last minute.
Mr. Dalton says negotiations with the government will continue after the exclusive period finishes, but locking it in becomes less likely as other countries can also pitch for hosting rights, and there is interest out there.
Really, in the end, if there's no deal, it's not a matter of a door closing, it's a matter of a door still being open and other doors opening as well.
He says the team would spend much of its time in New Zealand, even if the challenge was located overseas.
In the event that we had to go, there seems to be this notion that we're about to pack up our bags and move to another country. It's not a case at all. And we would hope, in the event that we have to go, that we can have a World Series here, we'll do our summer training here, we'll build our boat here, our people are employed and they're Kiwis. So in the end, we're still the same organisation.
He thinks what the government is offering is reasonable, but not quite enough.
We're a distance apart, but as I say, I think the government have been completely reasonable. They've been easy to deal with. It's been very open discussion. They would like it in New Zealand. We would like it in New Zealand. At this stage, we're apart.
Grant Dalton says Team New Zealand will stay united regardless of what happens.